The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, welcome everyone to this edition of Kiss Your Life. Hello, this is Dr. VJ. We are so pleased and happy that you can join us. And with me is my co-host, Dr. H. Dr. H, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you very much. And you know, today is 09-09-09, September 9th, 2009.
Now, I understand that that number has got some astrological significance. So just tell us a little bit about what you know about that.
Well, I know the nines are to be the magic number, and if we believe into a higher level of consciousness and on our way to 2012, which does not mean the end of the world, not, is that this door has been opened up today for us, which is really neat. And I'm glad that our show is on 090909.
Well, you know that this is a special date, but I'm very pleased that we were both able to be together, and we met with hundreds of people, actually, who came on the cancer conference this past weekend at the Sheraton Universal in L.A.
It was really interesting. It brought in so many different natural ways, alternative ways, holistic ways, conventional ways of, it's almost like a collage of all forms of doctors, practitioners, just giving out tons and tons of information. And boy, people were writing, you know, as fast as they could. Your lecture filled the room. I mean, it was a huge, huge room, and I was very impressed by that and the knowledge that you have to pass out to these people. And they're hungry because there's so much information out there. A conference like this for a weekend, for the 3 days, just give out so much information and the ability to buy books, to read about cancer, to read about the other different things, the different choices of alternative therapies to work with. It was abundance. It was like a cornucopia. That's what I want to say. It's like a cornucopia of wealth of knowledge.
I couldn't agree with you more. I was very impressed with the standard of all the lecturers who came and also the people, because everyone was just hungry for information, as you put it out. And I kind of think it's not just about cancer, because we had a number of people who were, you know, if I can use the word shopping around or looking hard for what is next or what they can find to educate themselves, what's out there for, you know, any kind of chronic illness. So I had people who came to me to talk about fibromyalgia, about heart disease, and you know, the talk that I gave on prevent cancer, strokes, heart attacks, and other deadly killers, you know, drew a lot of people, because very few people, I'm so sad to say, actually in the first place, the medical establishment, folks from the medical establishment, very few people from our medical field actually talk about prevention, and that's such a vital topic, you know, for everyone. And even if you're in remission of a cancer or a disease, a chronic disease, you want to know how to prevent and what you can do. So yes, in that case, you know, in that scenario, I mean, it was heartening on one extent to see how much information people wanted to have, but it was also sad to see how little there was, you know, being given out.
I also feel the sadness too, because once upon a time there were doctors, general practitioners that focus on prevention and prevention management. And today it's a thing of the past. You know, people don't talk about that. And it's they wait until they have a certain issue or a certain situation or disease before they start doing something. And prevention is so important. I've all the material that you've written and the material that I've written, we talk about let's prevent it. You know, if it's waiting for us around the corner, let's prevent it. Let's take responsibility. Here are some choices on how to prevent all these different type of conditions. And you're right. It was just not just on cancer, even though it's called the Cancer Conference. I had people talk to me about fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, Lyme disease. A couple of people talked to me about Lyme disease. So they're wanting to be educated. And I'm glad people are hungry to be educated because it's so important for us to read, to listen, not just to be focused and say, well, you don't have any choices. This is what you have to do. You don't go to the left. You don't go to the right. And this is exactly what you have to do. Be open-minded. Don't be another sheep, you know, in the herd over there. Be open, listening, read what we have, read what other doctors have written. And it's not just you know, the alternative medicine field. There are a lot of conventional doctors that are talking about prevention. They're talking about therapy. They're talking about nutrition, you know, in their certain realm over there. So it's out there for us to read. It's out there for us to listen and to educate ourselves too. And the bottom line, we've been talking about for the past few weeks, is take responsibility.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, these are all very important topics. Now, for listeners, I think we have to tell them that our guest for this today, for this edition of the show, Kiss Your Life Hello, Ken Seely, was unexpectedly called away. And he's the expert, I believe, from the A&E intervention program.
And that's exactly what happened. We got a phone call yesterday from the secretary that he had to fly into L.A. and to do an intervention and apologize. And so we're going to set him for another date. Some of the stuff that he has talked about in his book, Face It and Fix It, we can blend this in because he talks about the denial of sometimes of our own physical, sometimes of our own emotional situations, conditions. And it's not only just on addictions, too. So, you know, as we go through the hour, we can talk about how people stay in denial. They don't want to know about the C word, and they get scared. And it's understandable because it's a very powerful word. But I think we're going to educate people and to more or less enlighten them with different choices.
Well, I think that's very important because, you know, talking about the full mind-body connection, and denial is a very, very, very strong emotion, you know, that we all live with. That sometimes we are in so denial of some, you know, past traumatic issues that have happened to us that we are in total denial that's happened. And it's like normal state, you know, to live with that, you know, long-term abuse, that whether it's mind or body abuse that we have, you know, taken on. And also just to talk about this relation between disease and immunity. And one of the best authorities on the subject is Dr. Hans Selye, who's a medical doctor, He conducted the first stress research for many years at the University of Montreal. And remember another doctor, a very famous doctor, Walter Cannon, a world-renowned physician researcher who was head of the physiology department at Harvard University during the 90s and the 20s. And Dr. Cannon was one of the originators of the concept that hyperactivity of our organs and hormonal imbalance can cause disease, which are clearly related to nervous stimuli such as physical disorders, and ultimately organ damage and destruction. And Dr. Cannon was the one who coined the term the body's reaction to stress, the flight or fight response. And this is for listeners who are not familiar with this word. It's an automatic reaction which enables our body to defend themselves or to flee when necessary for self-preservation. So we always take this. It's interesting, isn't it, Dr. H? This concept was stated long time ago, and in traditional Chinese medicine and traditional Ayurvedic medicine and the ancient, you know, traditional medical approaches, you know, this whole thing that the emotions are connected to the body and through the nervous system, and that's how, you know, our bodies become damaged and, you know, the biological breakdown can vary. as high as high blood pressure, heart attacks, or when you combine other factors, the degenerative diseases such as cancer. And that's what happens when we have chronic stress in our lives. So, you know, you're right. If we can monitor how stress and document how the chronic stress can cause this pattern of overstimulation, we can help, try to overcome it and how to minimize it or balance our body.
I gave a lecture a number of years ago, and I talked about how 85% of the conditions that people go to the doctor are stress-induced. 85%, and we live in a stress-related, world. We talk about toxins, and we know about the toxins, but we talk about stress. I just want to read this introduction that I wrote in my booklet, Naturopathic Secrets of Cancer Control, to start off, because the word cancer has such a terrible sound. It's a death sentence in six letters. It is the end of all your dreams. It ruins your family. It ruins springtime in the fall. You can't see the beauty of the flowers any longer. The helping hand you push away because you gave in to six small letters, cancer. The C word is twice in this word just to make it sharp and pointed, irritating and hurting. With this hook, it penetrates your mind, and like a fish hook in your flesh, this hook cannot be pulled out of your mind easily. It sticks in your mind, cancer. I have cancer. Now, cancer has become one of the most common diseases in America. At this time, when I wrote it, it was every third person has it. Statistics will go as far as every second person has it. I believe today every second person has it. I wrote this as an introduction because this is what people go through, most people, when they hear the word cancer. It is not a death sentence, okay? It is not a terrible word. We can go into denial and face the fact that, well, I'm not going to go to the doctor because I may have cancer, so therefore I'm not going to go. We need to follow up. We need to listen to our body. And we're going to talk about this within the next hour, is that there is a huge connection with the emotions that go on in our life, i.e. stress-induced, because a lot of it's from the emotions, not so much the physical, but it creates these problems that end up having a bottom line, and for a lot of people, not just for some, for a lot of people, it's introduction to the word cancer. But we have answers. We have lots of choices, and we're going to help you go through this, and see an end. The light is at the end of the tunnel, and the light is even brighter and brighter. We have this information for you.
Well, I think that's absolutely right, and we want to invite callers, listeners, to call in if they have any comments or suggestions or, what experiences they like to share. The number is 1-866-472-5792. So we look forward to speaking with you once we come back from the break.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this edition of Kiss Your Life. Hello, Dr. Vijay here, and with Dr. H, we're going to be talking more about, you know, different causes of cancer and some of the choices you have. Dr. H and I participated in the recent 37th Annual Cancer Convention at the Sheraton Universal in LA, and we have a lot to share about, you know, how, what are the causes of cancer and, you know, what are the, some of the solutions. But before I go in, you know, people need to know that because cancer is the combination of so many different, what I call attacks or triggers, to the body, and they have actually been documented to occur over a long period of time before it actually shows up on your x-rays or scans or blood tests or even has symptoms. And, you know, it will take a number of years to bring back the full repair needed, to have the optimal health restoration. And often now we know, scientists are knowing that it's often with healing inflammation. The chronic inflammation is it's one of the most important causes now we know that triggers a lot of the chronic illnesses. Now, if scientists knew the answers to what caused cancer, you probably wouldn't be even reading any books on it or even listening to the show. And, and there's no need to continue raising research funds because then everybody would know how to prevent and cure, not only cancer, but any of the chronic, illnesses. So, you know, we are on the search. We are combining, all our different expertise and research and, experiences. So it's very important to keep talking about it.
And educating ourselves too, this is very, very important. What you had mentioned is what I think a lot of the lecturers, the doctors that are up on the podium, like with yourself, were talking about, especially with inflammation. People think with inflammation, oh, I have a little arthritis or I have a little ache in my back, and so the itis means inflammation. And you're right. In your book, Prevent Cancer, talks about how there is a huge connection with that, not only with cancer, but again, what we heard over the weekend, and people asking us about heart disease and diabetes.
Absolutely, and for listeners who want to get the book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, the book is available on Amazon.com. Most natural retail health stores are carrying it, bookstores, or you can go to my website, jivasupplements.org, and Jiva is spelled J-I-V-A, supplements.org. We also have, Dr. H, the DVD of the talk that I gave.
Yes, yes.
There were a lot of, figures and, a lot of terminology that was explained, scientific terminology that was explained very simply for people who need to understand how does chronic inflammation cause cancer and what are the solutions, what can I do to reduce inflammation in my life. And the DVD on the Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers are also available on my website, or you could call my 1-800 number, the 1-800-517-7600. Or email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. So we'll be happy to, discuss with you and if you have questions, even during the show, or even requests for the DVD or the book.
What's powerful about your DVD is that they can see the slides that you presented to the people that were in the audience, and you had some powerful information. So it's more than just listening to a tape. It's actually seeing you as you're lecturing, but also pointing out the different facts throughout your whole 1-hour lecture.
Right, and most people don't know that one of the most common triggers, for example, that I talked about is a chronic infection. And the chronic infection and chronic diseases go hand in hand. In fact, one study found that a shocking 85% of heart attack sufferers had chronic gum disease, which is caused by a bacterial infection. And people who have had 3 or more urinary tract infections in their lifetimes, for example, have doubled the risk of developing bladder cancer. And, you know, this is like going on and on and on. There are so many triggers that once we understand this, how the triggers cause chronic low-grade inflammation, you know, triggers such as, you know, smoking, air pollution, elevated levels of, you know, the LDL cholesterol, the high blood pressure, diets high in sugars and bad fats, both saturated and trans fats, and lack of exercise. You know, even emotional stress can set off the inflammatory response. We found that a fascinating four-year study found that people who felt chronically lonely had inflammation levels 2 to 3 times as high as people who felt connected to friends and family. Age is another factor. The older we get, the more pro-inflammatory chemicals our bodies produce. So we have so many, you know, reasons to look at how our life and it's, you know, the environment that we are living in, you know, and what stress that we are putting on our lives causing the low-grade chronic inflammation that we can address. This is a positive thing that we can even take action on. Another information that, you know, I'm very thrilled about is, you know, the National Cancer Institute and National Institute of Health has stated that 1/3 to 2/3 of all cancers and in fact, chronic disease states can be, you know, addressed by looking at diet and nutrition and healthier lifestyles. In fact, the World Health Organization had estimated that between 75 to 80% of all cancers are environmentally induced. And this is very, you know, important for us to know because, you know, we have more than, you know, close to 600,000 Americans dying every year of cancer and more than, you know, 1.3, 1.4 million people diagnosed every year. And we have that, you know, there are a number of carcinogenic chemicals, you know, that that we are exposed to. And we need to, like, address that.
You know, it's interesting because, as you mentioned before, there's a little shopping list of some of the problems that create the problem with cancer. If we know this is like a question statement type of thing, if we know what is causing, why don't we do something about it? Why don't we either take responsibility and say, okay, this is a little shopping list of things that I need to avoid. I mean, the stress is difficult in today's life, but a lot of other different things, environmental toxins, you know, we don't need to be using the pesticides and insecticides, you know, around our house. Buying smoked or pickled or nitrite, you know, cured foods, you know, like the bolognese or salami or some of the different things we get at the supermarket that have the nitrates and nitrites. So we know that these are the causes. I mean, it's not just you and I telling us. It's everybody else. The World Health Organization is even the allopathic, the conventional doctors are saying this too. So what do you think is the blockage that, oh, it's not going to happen to me? Do you think it's that thing?
You know, that's one of the things. But there's also, you know, this is so good. You know, I suspect that there's no such thing as a safe exposure. You know, they call about, oh, safe levels, you know. There's no such thing as safe exposure to any cancer-causing materials, like you just, you know, explained. And I think only the host resistance actually protects us from harm. And even limited exposure to toxic substances in an individual who has other weaknesses, you know, can lead to cancers either in a short time or it can take as much as 20 to 30 years. And this latent period is the time it takes for the outward, you know, manifestation of the disease. But the damage brought about by exposure to toxic chemicals, you know, and the emotional, you know, stress that we put on is what we call cumulative. So that the more exposure, the greater the damage. And research has also shown that combinations of chemicals acting together on a human being will produce a more explosive reaction in a shorter period of time than any single chemical. And I talk about that in my lecture, that there are combinations, you know, with even alcohol, more than moderate amounts of drinking alcohol, you know, the foods high in fats and sugars and fried foods and taking, you know, carcinogenic containing meat products, you know, they have a lot of heterocyclic amines on the coating of a lot of meats that are charcoal, fried, or broiled. Over time, you know, it can cause a very explosive reaction. You know, Dr. H., we talk about this all the time, that nature never intended for the human, you know, organism to handle such a large number of chemical substances, which our bodies are constantly bombarded. And we need to maintain, again, as I said earlier, that a competent defense system. And so, you know, we need to, like, you know, constantly, you know, look at, you know, what is causing all this chronic stress and, you know, bombarding in our body with unsafe levels of chemicals. This is in violation of nature's requirements. And once our body cannot eliminate and our elimination mechanism becomes overloaded and exhausted, the end result could be cancer or other degenerative diseases.
You know, one of the other lectures that I went to, and I was talking to you about this Saturday afternoon, is the doctor stated, and if you're trying to remember this correctly, you paraphrase it, that usually around 3 years before the onset of cancer, we have gone through some sort of emotional psychic change. You were telling me that there was a study done, it's like 3 to 5 years before. So if somebody was actually, you know, diagnosed with cancer, say like a year ago, it's possible it would be 3-4 years before that when they went through this emotional change of whatever, you know, of whatever, that it started to create this the stress level into the body, and the body just starts to react with, you know, with the cancer cells to start growing. Can you talk a tiny, I know we only have a couple minutes before a break, can you talk a little about that? Because I found that fascinating. I really did.
Well, I think that's very important. And even Ken Seeley's book, The Face It and Fix It, sure. He talks a lot about, you know, the emotional state that, you know, we can have a lot of denial, as you're saying. You know, when we deny that something is happening, the disorder just continues. And even, like I said, the chronic levels of loneliness and negative. People, the research has shown that people who are negative, you know, pessimists, they have a higher incidence of cancers and other degenerative diseases, you know, being brought on, as opposed to somebody who's happy, well-connected, and with friends and families. So we can't stress enough how important it is to go out there and, you know, but it's important to meet with the, you know, not with toxic people who are, you know, putting a lot of stress on you, but the right-minded, optimistic people who can, you know, see the better stuff in life. And see blessings in a lot of, you know, things in life that maybe you didn't see. So, you know, so there's a lot of value in that kind of research as well. But, you know, one of the things that I frequently speak about is that, you know, how do we address this? How do we address the chronic levels of, you know, inflammation in our body? For want of a better word, that all these, you know, lack of sleep and, you know, lack of, you know, taking the proper nutritional, you know, nutrition and poor eating habits. So when we come back from the break, we can talk a little bit about the solutions and choices we have. So stay connected.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. Dr. H and I have been talking about, you know, the different chronic levels of inflammation and chronic levels of stress that can cause this low-grade inflammation. And one of the things that we spoke about was this poor nutrition. Now, I just want to emphasize, you know, what we mean when we say a particular nutritional regime, for example, is unwholesome or unbalanced. And it just doesn't mean that individual is not just getting all the nutritional components required to produce healthy cells and maintain the integrity of the body. The human body actually just requires minute quantities of each nutrient. But every one of this is essential for healthy cell production and repair. And all these substances primarily are obtained from good food resources. And unfortunately, a lot of the foods that we eat, Dr. H, you'll agree with me, it's overprocessed and, you know, GMO, genetically modified foods, and high in fats, trans fats, and saturated fats and sugars. So, you know, it's, a lot of these nutrients are missing, and worse than that, they're carcinogens that are being put in our body. So, you know, of course, this long-term neglect can result in biological breakdown, which is the, you know, beginning of disease. So one of the things that Dr. Hitch and I talked about at the cancer conference was, how do you address this? And my sense was that, you know, a lot of the, you know, nutritional imbalance will have to be recorrected, or people have to relearn some good nutritional habits. So having a good integrative nutritionist on your panel, I call it a lifetime panel, a life panel, you know, as opposed to all those, you know, terrible things we're hearing about, you know, otherwise. But we need a life panel, you know, to sustain us. So having a good integrative nutritionist on your panel is very, very important, so that you can, you know, see what is missing in your diet. And of course, the supplements, and Dr. H knows that I'm very passionate about fermented soy and curcumin. They're two of the most wonderful, powerful, natural sources of anti-inflammatory natural products that nature has given us. And so, you know, the diet with the proper supplements like CoQ10 and digestive enzymes, you know, those are very important probiotics. You know, we could go on and on about talking about how important having these supplements or having a diet that's organically grown and, you know, filled with fruits and vegetables, which are natural, you know, antioxidants, what it means to repair our cells and nourish our body, what it means to, you know, prevention of chronic diseases.
We've talked in the past about how some people, a lot of people can get overwhelmed and say, this is too much, you know, I can't do it, I won't do it. Just simple little steps, like you talked before about finding organically grown fruits and vegetables. A lot of supermarkets today, so it's not just going to the health food store, because people are sometimes intimidated by going to the health food stores. There's a lot of supermarkets today around the country that are having a section for organic fruits and vegetables, which means that they're pesticide and insecticide free. Okay. There's also supermarkets, I know where we live in California, you know, there's a lot of supermarkets that are selling the free range, antibiotic free, growth hormone free, you know, chicken, turkey, and even some meat. So So this is a little step. So instead of going in and just buying the ones that have the growth hormones, antibiotics, are usually on special because they want to sell them very quickly, go into the organic, go into the section over there where you have the choice. Even if you just start a little bit with that, start buying some free-range products, buy some organic fruits and vegetables. It's one little step towards getting healthy. Taking responsibility. The other step is that we can take a look at the choices with dairy, because we know there's a huge problem with the milk and the other different things that come from the dairy field of antibiotics and growth hormones. So there's almond milk, there's rice milk, there's even goat's milk. And go to a health food store, and you can probably buy, and I know in California you can do that, and I think other states allow it too, you can still buy cow's milk, but it doesn't have any of the growth hormones in it. The same thing with butter. So read the ingredients. Read the labels. There are stores now all over the country, at least in the United States, and I know I've been up in Canada, and a lot of the Canadian stores up there too, have a section for healthier foods. So this is a start. Sometimes we get overwhelmed and I have to go to a health food store and I have to buy all these different things. Do one step at a time. This is for you and this is for me. We have a way of preventing, and this is what our whole show is talking about today, is how to prevent cancer. Or if we already have cancer, here's some of the solutions. I hope everybody is writing this down as fast, because you are giving a lot of information. It's beautiful. Your book, Prevent Cancer, talks a lot about this, and the DVD is very, very powerful. So I know I'm going to get a DVD, because there were some things that I missed when you were lecturing that I want to re-see again.
Oh, absolutely. The DVD on the Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers is available on the website, thejeevasupplements.org, or you can give a call at the 1-800-517-7606, because there's a lot of figures and, diagrams that I go through, how we can do the prevention effectively, but we understand the causes. But one of the things that you raised about earlier was, about this diet, but we also have to look at, and the faulty diet, but we also have, our elimination. Now, our body naturally has, how do we do waste elimination? Colon, the kidneys, the lungs, and the skin. And as a matter of fact, the medical profession doesn't talk about, that how do we, do a proper elimination. And the fact that this issue tends to be controversial. Now, there's been research done by Dr. Alex Carrell at Rockefeller University, and he was the one responsible for showing the research on keeping chicken heart cells alive in a petri dish by providing correct nourishment and daily waste removal. And, when toxins accumulate to the point where they cannot be properly eliminated, the cells and lymphatics store the waste temporarily and continuously recirculate it in the bloodstream, in the body's attempt at elimination. And the source of this accumulated toxins from all the, unhealthy foodstuffs that we put in can be undigested food, polluted water and air, drugs, dangerous chemical byproducts, bacterial waste, and sloughed-off cells. And stress, too, can be responsible for upsetting the metabolism and interfering with the body's ability to rid itself of waste products. So, it's very important that we look at how do we, eliminate waste. In fact, there was and each individual, has a different capacity of getting rid of toxins. And that is why we see one person can eat all sorts of foods containing chemicals and still process them down to complete elimination, while others eating the same foods would develop a backup, causing a storage of waste. So, by and large, however, the elimination system is able to do a remarkable job in getting rid of all these toxic substances that are the byproducts of, chemicalized foods and putrefaction. But we know that, you need to talk about with your nutritionist or with your naturopath, steps like, colon therapy and, gentle enemas and, if you have a chronic problem, but do it with the help of a practitioner that is qualified in that area. In fact, there was a comment, Dr. H, made by a Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Albert Sant Yogi. He very much said this right to the point, and he said, his quote, "When I see what people eat, I am not very astonished when they get sick. I'm extremely surprised that they survive."
You know, we live in a toxic world. We know that. We know it's in the air. We know it's in the food. We know it's in the water. We know it's in our house. We know it's wherever. And you had mentioned it, several different things. A couple of the books that I've written besides the other naturopathic secrets of cancer control, I wrote a book called Create a Miracle with Hexagonal Water. And this basically is your alkaline structured ionized water. And there are various different machines out there that can create this, and there's various different bottled water companies that have the ability, somewhat the ability, not as good as the machine. We need to look at the water that we're drinking, because when we're drinking a lot of the water, whether it's a reverse osmosis, whether it's distilled, we're lacking the minerals. We need to hydrate the cells. We need to pull the toxins out. You know, you talked about before that we're just loaded with toxins and we need to eliminate it. So we need to be drinking healthier water. And in my book, Create a Miracle with Hexagonal Water, talks about the ability of getting this type of water. If we lived up higher in the glaciers and the Himalayas, you know, the water is there, is abundant, but unfortunately the water, no matter what we're filtering, it's still not as good as you would get through these different machines. The other thing is that I wrote a book on zeolite, which is Z-E-O-L-I-T-E. It is the powder form, not the liquid form. The powder form is the only one. There's been studies. There's been a tremendous amount of studies on zeolite. It's a powder. It comes from volcanic ash and has the ability of pulling out the heavy metals and environmental toxins out of the body. These are a couple of the solutions, you know, drinking the healthier water, taking the zeolite powder. I mean, Russia did some studies with the zeolite powder many years ago, and when they had the Chernobyl disaster of the nuclear plant, they used the zeolite powder to sprinkle it on the ground to get rid of the radiation. It's a powder form. You can put it in, made into cookies for the kids to take, for the children to take, and it pulled out the toxins out of their body. These are a couple solutions to start to begin to take responsibility to clean. We need to hydrate our body. We also need to clean and pull out the toxins. We also need to take the fermented soy, not the unfermented soy, the fermented soy, and get more information, you know, in Dr. Nair's book, Prevent Cancer, and she talks about the difference. Curcumin is another one for the inflammation. So these are some of the little stepping stones, you know, to help take responsibility, whether to prevent and or if we're dealing with cancer. And again, if people want more information, they can email info@kissyourlifehello.com. Or they can call your 800 number.
That's absolutely right. And the number is 800-517-7606. And if my team is not able to answer your question, I will take the call personally and try to help as much as we can. Because, you know, it's hard to you know, minimize that, you know, how much of stress that we are facing day in, day out. And you know, this, we are in all this together. It's not just one person improving and the other person not. We have to share our expertise and our experiences. And, you know, we hope that more of our listeners will call or write in and tell us about how, you know, they are coping with their stress, and if they have chronic illnesses like cancers and other chronic disease states like hypertension, diabetes, how are they coping effectively, managing the stress, the emotional, the physical, the mental, you know, and spiritual. So when we come back from the break, we'd like to talk a little bit more about all the other wonderful stuff that we can do about physical fitness and sleep and relaxation and why we need it and what the latest research is showing on, you know, how important this just having a regular exercise is important to us and why sleep and relaxation is important. So when we come back from the break, more on the solutions and more exciting news from the research field and how you can apply it in your life.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this last segment of the Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Vijay, and again, I'm talking here about something that we spoke about earlier, and that what is the research, what is out there that we can do in terms of prevention, you know, preventing ourselves from chronic illnesses and, you know, disease states. It's such an important responsibility for everyone, and I really am an advocate like Dr. H's, and Dr. H's spent a tremendous amount of time in his life and effort, you know, educating people. We are both very, very strong health advocates on, you know, you don't have to go through so much of pain and, you know, distress, not just for yourself, but also for your family members, you know. And the first step to take is just being responsible that, you know, you can do something about your health and, you know, well-being, and you have choices. Now, one of the things that we talked about was physical fitness, like get moving. In my book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, I talk about the importance of exercise. And it is hard to imagine, you know, a preventive, you know, program that neglects the importance of physical fitness. And that has to include some form of very gentle, you know, limbering exercise or any other conditioning activity. Now, of course, the amount of activity will depend on the condition of each patient and each individual. So you have to talk to your doctor about what is the condition of your heart, your cardiovascular, your cardiac level to tolerate, moderate levels of exercise if you haven't been exercising for a while. But most people, whatever their age, can raise the level of fitness in a number of ways. An example is like taking long walks to practicing, you know, deep breathing techniques, improving one's posture, to engaging in physical exercise. And you can enjoy hobbies like gardening or golf or, you know, using a board for, you know, doing sit-up and simple stretching. One of the things that I saw during the conference, and we see it all the time, you know, people who take the fermented soy and curcumin, the beverage, Dr. H, it was very exciting to see them, you know, take two shots of it, you know, two cups. Right. It's so natural. It's so tasty and delicious. And then they walk around, and I tell them, walk around and then come back and tell me how you feel. And they come running back, literally, and I says, oh, my God, I feel the change. And I tell people, sometimes you may need to take safe, you know, healthy foods and supplements like the Jiva, you know, fermented soy and beverage. And then when you feel the energy coming into you, you can start, exercising moderate amounts. And that's an important thing. And, you know, exercise will tone your muscles and increase your muscular strength. It will enhance your stamina. It will improve oxygen and improve, circulation, and thereby bringing more nutrients to the cells and stimulating better waste removal. And also, very important, it helps to decrease stress and its symptoms.
Even the fact of just going for a walk for a few minutes around the neighborhood, if it's, you know, it's it's simple. It doesn't mean that we have to go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. Again, this is all or nothing thinking, and to say, okay, I can ride my bike for a little bit of time when the weather is nice. I can go for a nice walk. And it's amazing how many times through the years where if I'm getting stressed out, just the simple fact of just walking around the block several times has relaxed me, has brought me back to that balance again instead of just being stressed out for that whatever situation.
Oh, absolutely. And then going for that, you know, you also the other end, you have to have adequate sleep and relaxation. And we talk about how important it is to have adequate sleep and relaxation because people need at least 7-8 hours on the average of sleep every day. And, you know, it's important. And you know, people have a tendency to violate this particular biological need. They said, oh, you know, I don't need sleep. I can just, you know, focus and run on coffee and other addiction, you know, habits that they have. But sleep is a vital ingredient because it's when you have a biological repair, it can happen in your body. And I used to tell my teenage kids when they were growing up that, you know, when they come back on the, you know, when they're college kids now, but when they come back on the weekends, it's important for them to sleep as much as possible. Because, you know, teenagers need a lot of sleep. And, you know, even the school system, you know, they get up very early in the morning, they have to take a bus, you know, they have to go to school, they have all the repair, homework and exercise activity they have to do. It's very hard for even kids these days to get enough sleep. But, and that can predispose them to a lifetime of problem with chronic stress and chronic disease states later on. And, in fact, we're seeing chronic disease states happening earlier and earlier on in children. As young as, you know, 6, 7, 8, they put on statin drugs, they have obesity problems and, you know, hypertension. So it's very sad to see that, you know, some of the, you know, a disciplined lifestyle that our parents, you know, used to encourage, you know, having proper education, proper nutrition and sleep and exercise, somehow is the message is not going to our younger generation.
You know, through the years, I will talk to patients and clients, and they will tell me how proud they are that they only need like 2, 3, 4 hours of sleep, or like you say, you know, give them some stimulants like caffeine or whatever. And I go, well, wait and see. I said, because I can guarantee you as you go down the road and as you get older, your body, it's going to catch up with your body. And the people that have followed me through the years, you know, it's either through a phone call or through email, and they say, you're right, now I have this situation, I have that situation. Again, it's prevention. You know, the words that we're talking about throughout this whole hour, please, you know, listen to this, write it down, call us, you know, email us, get Dr. Nair's DVD. This is very, very powerful information. Don't say, well, I'll wait until I'm going to be X amount of years old and then I'll get more sleep. The body needs a certain amount of hours and the 7-8 hours, and it's important. And there's been a lot of research done because at certain times during the night, or if it's a day, if you work at nighttime, certain hours of those 8 hours is the body needs to rest and recuperate. And if we're not giving that, it's going to catch up. People with type A personality will run into a wall, I can guarantee you. And it's sad because what's waiting for them is a lot of other different type of conditions. I only have a couple more minutes, but may I talk about forgiveness? Please forgive me if I can talk about forgiveness.
Oh, please be my guest. This is so important topic. I love that word, forgiveness. What joy brings to the heart when you can do it. Go ahead.
It is so amazing that, you know, people focus on nutrition. Oncologists talk about, you know, chemo, radiation. Whatever you choose to do, you know, that's your choice between you and your doctor. If you can find a health practitioner in your town, like Dr. Nair suggested, this is another great avenue. Some people don't talk about the fact that this is all on an emotional level. You know, the physical is the symptom, the emotions is the problem. So what is the bottom line? The bottom line is forgiveness. There's a great article, and it says, forgiveness as a way to heal. Forgiveness is a simple and effective act that generates one of the most profoundly sublime feelings in everyday experience. As such, forgiveness is directly related to robust health and happy life. Nevertheless, for many, it is not easy to truly forgive. Why is that? It's usually very simple. We haven't forgiven ourselves for our judgments. We often judge one another for little things such as for cutting in front of us in traffic or in a grocery store checkout line, and then even subtly or subconsciously, we feel guilty for our critical judgment. The quote was basically, as long as we are practicing self-judgment, we are blocking ourselves from the experience of forgiveness. We cannot have compassion and composure enough to forgive another. I cannot tell you how many people that I have experienced and I've seen through the years, whether they've gone through nutrition, whether they've gone through chemo, if they have not dealt with their past issues and they're still hanging on to their past issues, I call it their stuff, to the present, it creates a huge blockage for them to get healthier and even, you know, eliminate the cancer itself. So please, 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 not only are we talking about on a physical level with diet and exercise and nutrition, okay, and if you choose pharmaceutical, that's your choice, please, a therapist, a psychotherapist, a family therapist, deal with these past issues because they come back and they haunt us. They haunt us through the word cancer. They haunt us through the word heart disease, cardiovascular. This is all connected. So we're working on a physical level. Please work on an emotional level. And right, forgiving ourselves first, which is the hardest thing for anybody, including myself, to do because I want to forgive others, but I have a hard time forgiving myself. And I need to do that on a daily thing. It's not just a one-time thing where, yeah, okay, I forgive myself and that's it. I have to remind myself every day to forgive myself.
Forgiving yourself is a very important aspect. And I find meditation, take a meditative practice that you can be comfortable with that will help to release a lot of the tensions out of that forgiveness so that you create yourself, be in a space that you can easier for you to forgive yourself and others. And meditating twice a day for me personally and doing all the other things that we talked about, you know, really, really helps. We're just going to be ending off the show, but before that, Dr. Hitch, you want to introduce our next guest, who we're going to have next week?
We have a fabulous guest. She's a great woman, Dr. Hannah Solomon. She wrote a book called Clearing the Nose. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Clearing
the Air.
Clearing the Air, One Nose at a Time. It is. She's really a neat woman. She's a pediatrician. I believe she's up from the Midwest, out of Minneapolis. And she has a tremendous amount of energy. And it's amazing, you know, what we breathe in and what we don't take care of has effect to the body. So, and she came out with this real neat product. You know, you and I have tried it, and it's neat. I like it.
Yes, it's excellent, and we may have some people calling in next week who have tried the product, and you know, for themselves, for their children, it's easy, and it eliminates a lot of the toxins from our sinuses. So having said that, we just want to wish everyone a fantastic day and a beautiful, blessed week ahead, and keep smiling, and we love you, and we'll see you and talk to you next week.
And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.